You're here on the SoCal Sound. This is another SoCal Sound session. My name is Byron Gonzalez. I'm your host for this one. And today we welcome a Northern California artist, but now is LA based because he came down here from Northern California to pursue music. He is now embarking on his solo project, which is absolutely, absolutely great. We got Octavio FG here in studio. We're going to talk to him right now, and he's going to perform a couple songs after the interview. So stick around for that. You're not going to want to miss it. Octavio, ¿cómo estás? How are you, man?
Very good, very good, very good, very good.
Oh, you know, I forgot to mention, you're also Mexicano, so there's another connection there. I love bringing in musicians with Latin heritage.
Yeah. My parents, you know, mom was born in Mexico, my dad was born in Texas. I was born in Northern California, but definitely
a long journey. A long journey
That's it.
And now you're embarking on your solo project, man. Yep. I think the first song I ever heard from you and your project was Brother, and that one hooked me.
Yeah.
But I also want to, since you're fairly new, not into music and everything, you're new as Octavio FG.
Yeah.
I want to know a little bit about you as a person. Like, when did you first become influenced to write music?
I've always loved music, right? But for me, it was definitely, I'd say, I was always singing. Always liked singing. My mom would always sing. Every time my mom would wake up on a Sunday, she'd be cleaning the house, like singing rancheras, you know, because that'd be on a wake up. And that was the introduction to me. There's always music on. But then I think me around junior high, high school.
Yeah.
That's when I started picking up my dad's guitar. And then immediately I played guitar because I wanted to sing. So that went first, right? It was like, okay, so let me accompany myself with the guitar.
Oh, okay.
So, but then right away I just started writing. I don't know. It just felt right away. I wasn't really drawn to do covers, you know, right away just to sing. So I just started writing right away.
What would you write about? What influenced the letters at that time when you were younger?
Oh, man. I mean, you know, basic stuff.
Right? Basic stuff about love.
Yeah.
About
girls, love.
Struggles.
Angst. You know what I mean? Stuff you're upset about.
Do you remember some of your first songs that you wrote? And would you ever, like, revive those?
No.
Are they too cringy? Too cringy?
Horrible. I'm glad TikTok and all that wasn't around at that time.
I know, right? You make yourself
sometimes fool. Sometimes I see kids put stuff up. I'm like, man, I was like, you know, this is going to be up there forever now. And, you know, so I'm glad that was, you know, that woodshedding was all by myself.
Yeah.
And then when I got to, I went to school at UC Davis, and that's where I got my first band.
Oh, okay.
And that's when I started, the dorm I was in was called Casa Cuauhtémoc, which is actually a bunch of kids from LA that go to UC Davis. So it's a kind of a community that they harvest, you know, so be with each other. And so I lived in that dorm as well. And in that dorm, I befriended my friend Antonio. And I remember walking down the hall, he had a guitar, and I walked in there and he was like, "Oh, you play guitar?" I was like, "Yeah." I was like, "You play?" And he had a little electric.
And he just started jamming?
He just knew tons of covers. He knew Metallica and tons of GNR and like all this stuff. And I was like, "Well, hey, I write songs." He's like, "Okay."
So oh, okay.
He's just down the hall. And then we just started right away. And just started. And then started playing open mics. And then
kind of snowballed into
Yeah. I was like, "Let's just go play." I was right. So I went to go play open mics and then played shows. And my first show was actually playing, you know, the band Osomatli.
Yeah, you opened up
for
them.
Yeah, that was the first one. That was the first show. That was my first like real thing. I mean, I didn't know what it was. I remember sound check. I didn't know what was going on. I didn't know any of it at all. Super green, you know, because my family, my grandpa was a singer.
But your dad wasn't.
No. My dad would just play guitar in the house every now and then. But my grandpa was like a singer, tenor, opera guy. But nothing, you know, not my parents were teachers.
Oh, okay.
Our teachers, you know, so it wasn't as if I knew what a sound checker was. I didn't know, you know,
okay,
quarter inch cable, you know, XLR cable. Now,
did your parents support you through all of this? I know in Latin families, sometimes the arts is.
Yeah, for sure. But I think the difference was is that my parents came here and then they became teachers and everything, went through college and everything. And then, so I'm the youngest of three.
Okay. So, oh, you're the baby.
Yeah. So by that time, it's like, oh, the hell, you know.
Yeah, okay. Like, they're like, sure.
Like, yeah, that, right, you know, one. let him go. Let him. Oh, you know, he's different.
That's hilarious.
You know what I mean? But it's funny. You know, a lot of people I meet in music, it's like, oh no, I'm the baby. You know, I'm the baby. My wife, she's an actor. She's the baby.
I guess the first batch of kids are like, they like, no, you gotta try to be successful. And
yeah. Well, they
go down,
you know,
the right
you
path.
Kind of. I think it's interesting too because, you know, they grow up. And you kind of emulate the parents, right? So yeah. My parents were, you know, teachers and that. So my brother is an engineer.
Oh, okay.
My sister was a teacher at first. Now she's works in HR, you know. So it's like they went like straight
okay.
up, that, you know.
So who's
dependable
so,
work?
Yeah, dependable kind of secure. Yeah, you're out here kind of like,
yeah.
Like, don't go to the hospital.
Yeah,
it's gonna cost a lot. But also, like, I'm a little curious, like, what then? I mean, you looked up to your father because he played guitar, but like, what made you pick up the pen and what made you continue this path of creating?
You know, the thing was when one of my friends in college, I mean, in high school, played guitar, so he's always playing guitar, and slowly, and then he started writing songs. And I was like, man, but I want to sing, but I didn't really like know. And then he started a band, and literally, I remember going to his practice rehearsal, and I was sitting there, and I was like, man. I want to do that.
Okay. But it wasn't, so what kind of bands did you look up to or like?
Oh, at that time?
Yeah.
Oh, at that time it was a lot of soul, rock and roll, R&B. My parents listened to, my mom listened to a lot of doo-wop, R&B.
Oh, those are solid stuff.
Yeah, which so singers.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And then my dad was more into the boleros, country, and rock and roll, you know, the classic like Stones, yeah, CCR. Yeah. For some reason, Latinos love CCR. I don't know. I don't know how.
It's
like
good.
It's like Morrissey, you know, CCR,
yeah.
The Cure.
Yeah. And we just gravitate.
Yeah, but no, you know, my thing was, I just liked singers.
Okay.
You know, because that's what was my main thing. That was the thing I liked. That was the thing I heard. That's, and honestly, it just felt good. You know, as soon as I started doing it, it just felt right, and I just kept doing it. And then you play your first show or your first open mic or anything, and it's
riveting.
Yeah, you're nervous, yeah. But then it feels really good, and you're like, yeah. It goes by so fast, and you can't wait to do it again.
You love the performance.
Yeah, then you do it again, then you do it again, and it's just like, you know, it's just, it's...
It's a drug.
Yeah, it just feels
it's
good.
It's a drug.
Yeah.
So can you tell me a little bit more about now your solo project? You were in a band in San Francisco. You moved down here, and that you started writing music for yourself that didn't fit the band, but... Now, how do you feel about this project now? You're a few singles in. You just released a new single. How do you feel about it, and where do you want it to go?
You know, it's interesting because as opposed to a band, when you start, it's like we started, you know, playing shows right away. This was a different approach where it flipped. It was more writing. Writing, 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 getting songs together, working with different producers, writing, writing. And then, which is nice, because then I could look at the songs and be like, okay. You know, because I didn't know what my project IVFG would be, you know, and then it started gravitating towards really, you know, stuff that I really liked growing up, which is like, you know, 70s, 80s, funk, R&B, you know, then it's mixed. I remember, I don't know if you're familiar with these Thump Records, used to make these mixtapes called Old School.
No, I don't know about that.
And there was a record store in my town called Barney's. It's rough and dry, and you could buy Zippo lighters there, and like knives and, you know,
just a mix
hand blown glass, and you know, walk in, it's like a mushroom, it's all psychedelic, you know, smelt like patchouli, and you know, so I'd go in there like eighth grade, ninth grade, and they had CDs that were those mixtapes, and my friends had them, and every time my friends would have we'd have a big old party, my friend Marco would always put on these old school things, and it was all that. You know, it was all like old school, like 70s, 80s funk. And I remember just loving it.
Yeah, right.
And it was all, because it's, you know, it's kind of the take of groove. But then you have people come from like R&B world.
So that's what you're channeling.
Yeah, so it has these like singers over the top of like a steady groove.
Yeah.
You know.
I guess that makes a lot of sense when I'm hearing Brother.
Yeah, totally.
I'm hearing Dogs and Killer Bee.
Exactly.
It's like this steady groove that just kind of energizes you through whatever you're doing.
Trucks. Yeah.
Yeah,
but so that's it. I mean, Octavici is definitely in that vein. It's just, you know, I can say what it is right now, but it's really what I feel right now, what I'm into right now, what I like right now. You know, I mean, it could naturally change as I grow, you know, change, but yeah.
I want to talk a little bit about your song, the first song that I heard, Brother.
Yeah.
It sounds like a cool, I didn't grow up with siblings, but like, maybe you can speak a little bit more about your brother and how he influenced this song. That is it just like your relationship with him is just that great and that you looked up to him a lot?
It's good. I mean, I'm the younger brother, right?
Right.
My brother's two years older than me, maybe two and a half. Not two. Which I thought was close. So I used to tell my mom, I was like, man, we're almost twins.
That's true, 2 years.
2 years, you know? So, I mean, he's my big brother. You know, we shared a room, two little twin beds. And so, of course, growing up, you know, I always emulate him. You know, he played this, I played that. Played this, played that, played this, played that. He wore this, I wore that.
Lip, yeah. Backflips into the pool.
Yeah, yeah, really. You know, because luckily, you know, we grew up with a pool and it's like every summer.
Oh, that's very lucky.
Yeah, very lucky. So, I mean, every summer, that's what I'm saying. That's also where I heard a lot of music. Because we pull speakers outside and put on the radio, and that was the music that was playing. Yeah. You know, it was like an old school funk station, so that'd be on, and we'd be swimming, and that's where I heard a lot of stuff. But with my brother, very close, he went to UC Davis, played soccer there, engineer. I went to UC Davis.
Did you play soccer?
No. I played soccer growing up.
Oh, okay.
But then, as I got older, I was like, oh man, I don't have that.
Okay.
I didn't have that switch, you know, the athletes have.
Yeah, but you're more in the fingers.
Yeah, because I, you know, sometimes it'd be like, oh, we lost. I'd be like, eh. <You know? laughs>
He was more competitive.
Yeah. He can't turn that off. Yeah, he's competitive. You know, that's athletes have that. You know, they have, people in all fields have that. But the song came about because a producer I was working named Pete Min here in LA. He asked me, he's like, well, why don't you write? He's like, have you written a song about your brother or brother? Because I was talking to him about my family and everything. And
you like, talk about your brother a lot?
Yeah, well, I just talk about, you know, I mean, my family in general, you know, it comes up no matter what, you know, what this person's doing, that person doing. And he said, have you written a song about your brother? I said, no. And at first I thought, I was like, huh. And it was good to have a prompt from someone else. Like, go write that.
Oh.
And so it was good. It's like, I went home. I mean, it came out quick.
Oh, good.
You know,
that's
just
a good one.
Yeah. You know, it just, as soon as I had like the idea of, you know, I'm just talking about what we did, what we went through.
It sounds so good, too. It's such a nice summer song.
It
just always reminds me. I mean, you mentioned pool in the
Yeah, song, it goes with the pool.
It just vibes so much like that. I always imagine myself listening to it, like cruising down
that's PhD what it is.
Or something, you know?
I mean, that's, you know, a lot of stuff that I like and a lot of stuff that I'm making is
cruising
is that,
music.
Yeah, is that feeling. You know, it's like twilight.
Yeah.
You know, especially for me coming from Northern California, you come to LA and it's like, oh, there
oh yeah,
it is.
All that stretch
there
of land and you're just driving and driving.
Nice. It makes sense. Palm trees, you know, big city, you know, it works.
So how about this new single that you just released, Keep On Driving, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. What can you tell me what sparked the lyrics for this one? And
That song came, again, that was done with a different producer, Aaron Stern, and my friend Michael, who's drums and is playing with the band today. That was a song that I worked on by myself. And it just came, really the song came about with friends of mine who are kind of in the world of renting, you know, this job didn't pan out, that didn't pan out. And it was, I just, we talked to them, you know, just like kind of waiting for something to click, you know, and it was kind of like, okay, the song talks about moving. You know, sometimes you want to move. It's like, okay, let's get out of this house. Like this is, not us anymore.
Yeah.
You know, this apartment, let's move here. Okay, do that. But it's just the idea of, you know, you just keep going, you know, keep driving, keep on driving. That's where it came about. And it just, I just kept on thinking about the Highway 1.
Highway 1?
Yeah. And I just kept on thinking about like driving down that, the sun, the wind, you know, and just kind of that twilight, you know, that freedom that comes with that. And it felt good. And just kind of like, that's kind of the, whenever I write songs, I go with like imagery a lot. I kind of picture where they're at and what's happening.
So you're kind of building a movie too.
Yeah.
Is your album going to be like movie-esque?
I mean, yeah. I mean, it's, am I right? It's like, I do like imagery a lot. It just, when I'm writing, I always, if someone's telling me a story, I have to like step back and kind of picture what's going on.
Okay.
You know, I've always kind of very visual, like I have to see it. I have to see it in my head, like, to really know what's going on.
I mean, yeah, Brother's so visual. Dogs and Killer Bees is about love, but, and Love Me Like You Should, too. That one was really good.
Yeah, it's, I mean, visual, they're all,
it makes me, Yeah, you visualize your partner or that person that you love.
You know, they're all pretty close to me because they all come of like from moments in my life and then things that are going around me. You know, it's very rarely do I write stuff that's has nothing to do with me or I haven't experienced.
That's not like fictional, right?
Yeah,
some
yeah.
Of the songwriters out there that
it's hard. That's hard for me to do.
Oh,
that's hard for me to do. Like it's more, and also too, I enjoy singing it more when I know what it is.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I know who
you
I'm
lived
it. Yeah, when I know I've experienced it, or know the friend who I know who's experienced it, or know
that's really
where
cool.
It comes from. It's like it has to resonate with me in that way. If not, I kind of like let it go. I'm like, because then I don't believe it.
Yeah.
I'm like, I can't sing this. I don't believe it.
It's got to feel, there's got to be that feeling.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah.
Yeah.
So you just released the single.
Yeah.
But
Keep On Driving.
What's next? Are you going to release a couple more
singles? Another single.
Is there an album?
Another single's coming out. And then I have another album. I'm working on a batch of tracks, but it'll all be one album. You know, and really, you know, this day and age, it's like, you know, trying different things. And as opposed to making one collection of songs, putting the album out, that, you know, this starting, me starting fresh, I wanted to do song by song, you know, to kind of get it out there, play the songs, you know, get it to people I know, get it to, you know, people listen to it. And I kind of like, I enjoy seeing it roll out. It's cool. It's cool to see, you know.
And the reactions and.
Yeah, because it's little piece, you know, as opposed to just like, here, you know. And eventually it will be there. I think it's going to be a few songs that were unreleased that will be on the album and the songs that I've put out. That will be together as well.
Nice. But so you have a few songs. Are there songs that you already are like excited for that are not going to be a single?
Oh yeah.
Or yeah. The whole album. You're excited for the whole album.
I'm excited for all of them.
Do we have a name yet? Is that still in the works?
No. I have to see them all together.
Okay.
By the way, I hate naming things. I hate it. Because like I've seen some songwriters go, they start with a name. You know, some people just write down names. Let's write this song. I can't do that.
Oh.
The name for me comes last.
Interesting.
I'll just start riffing and singing a song, and then, oh, that's a good line. That's a good line. And then that'll come out. And then soon enough, it's like by the second verse, I'm like, oh.
You figured it
yeah,
out.
Yeah, this is what it's about.
The name.
This is what's going on.
Okay,
yeah.
So no name yet.
No. So I have to see it together. Once I see all of it together, I'll be like, oh.
There it is.
That's what it is.
Well, I can't wait to figure out what the name is going to be. Can't wait to see the cover art too. I'm a big fan of cover art.
I'm a big fan of all of that.
Yeah.
It's all part of it. I enjoy all of it. The cover art, the you know, the lyrics.
The mixing.
Yeah, everything.
Yeah, that's going to be great, man. Well,
all of it.
Well, thank you again for finally making all the way. You came from Vancouver. Now you're in LA, back in LA.
Yeah.
Now you're going to be racing.
Where it's the best.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's great.
I mean, that's where all your music gets inspired.
Yeah, it didn't make sense up there. when I was up there, it just 8 months of gray, no rain.
Okay.
No sun. No
palm trees.
Oh man.
No palm trees.
Just to come to LA and hear people playing music outside their car. I mean, that was the best. Like just hearing life again like that. It's
great.
Quiet up there. You know,
that's
it's like
great.
Open the windows.
But now you're more inspired out here.
Oh, yeah.
So,
that's
great.
Where it all comes from.
We're going to hear an album, and then we're going to hear even more music after that.
Of course.
Well, thank you, Octavio. Thank you for coming by.
Thank you so much, brother. Thank you.
Stick around because there's a performance. It's superb. They were setting up. They were doing some sound checking, and you're in for a treat. So check it out right now.
Drive!
so good. I would have said that we should leave at least 3 years ago. A move can make it all, yeah. Get out of these four walls, yeah. The skeletons that we pretend keep on holding on to. We keep looking for a road that never ends. We keep driving toward time, don't you realize this is the perfect time, don't you realize. Selfishness ignoring us. Focused on my little life, chasing everything that shines, forgetting us. As I'm walking up the apartment stairs, see you waiting there, your baby hairs, your special eyes are my demise. Like Willis said, always on my mind. How did I let you forget what you mean to me? Busy checking boxes, missing what I need. Love you like, love you like, love you like I should. My love you like I should. Love you like, love you like, love you like I. Berry pie, celebrating you, yeah. I won't listen, shut my mouth. You won't love, not my help. I need us. Under a yellow moon, in the heat of the night, where you smell Chanel number 5. I wanna see you fly. way up above. Like Barry said, I can't get enough. How did I let you forget what you mean to me? Busy checking boxes, missing what I need. Love you like I should. I'ma love you like I should. Love you like I should. So we ain't got no time to waste. Love you like, I should. I should. I'm gonna love you like I should. Only you. Yeah, I was thinking about the summer, trying to backflip like my brother, swimming in the pool, crystal blue, drinking Kool-Aid on the sidewalk, run barefoot throwing rocks, just like brothers do. Followed you, I'm out of the day, I'm out of the time. You never mind, you never throw me aside. You always know what I need. Brother, you and I can always talk. It's in our blood, from above. You don't have to say another word. Brothers know how it goes. You don't have to say another word. All breakups that you helped me fight, a DUI on Friday night, you heard me out, talked me down. Oh, I was yelling, I was crying. Told the cop I'm good at driving. I messed it up. You came and you picked me up on the way, driving home. Quiet, yeah, you didn't tell me a thing. You always know what I need. Brother, you and I can always talk. It's in our blood, from above. You don't have to say another word.